Morning show at East Coast FM. He's making a welcome return to the county. And we see him on the telly now on Saturday night. Keith Barry, you're very welcome, Keith.
Hey, how are you?
Great, okay. We've sort of paused things for a couple of years. Now we're back on track, so here you are again.
It's great to be back, do you know what I mean? And look, it's good to be back here in studio for starters. It's been probably 2.5 years maybe since I've been in here.
Yeah, tell me about it, by the way.
I know, so look, it's good to be back, and there's a good energy outside here as well, I have to say that. Always in East Coast, and as you know, I'm coming back live on tour, which is always the most exciting part about what I do, you know?
And you were in the Arklow Bay Hotel on Friday. So there
this is coming Friday.
Friday. It must be Arklow. So there you
go. Yeah, the new show is called Reconnected. So I'm in Arklow Bay Hotel on this coming Friday. And really excited to get back there and get back on the stage. And this show, Declan, is designed to really reconnect people subconsciously, emotionally, physically, spiritually. So right at the very outset, I actually teach half of the audience how to hack into the other half of the audience's brains.
Okay. God, it'll either shock them or they'll say how dull and boring.
Well, no, it's actually, it actually is very shocking, I can tell you that, because I've already done two of these reconnected shows, and I'm telling you now, everybody goes bananas right at the very outset. And then, like, the show goes on from there. I have this crazy routine. People can see photographs up on my Instagram page, which is just at Keith Barry. And ultimately, I fire a crossbow across the stage with an arrow, and that shoots across somebody's nose at like a couple of 100 miles an hour or whatever it is.
And you get the apple. I mean, that's
no, it's a photograph. It's a photograph. So basically, it's the concept behind that is to reconnect somebody to their inner child. So I find the skeptic in the audience who wants to reconnect with their inner childhood, and then this crazy, bizarre, funny routine happens where photographs are shot up from their head, where they've got like a card volcano on their head or a photograph volcano on their head, and ultimately I shoot an arrow across their head, across their nose, and then look, I reconnect people to the other side, to the dark side as well. But disclaimer, I don't believe anybody's psychic. We've talked about this before. But then I do it as an illusion, and then I reconnect people with dead loved ones, but I say it's fake, and then I do it anyway. You know,
very
so,
good,
a lot of fun.
So listen, the TV, is that's worked for you very well, hasn't it?
Yes. So look, I probably shouldn't say this. So look, the TV show, it's over now. So it was four episodes. It was mini series. But I'm actually going straight from here into RTE for a meeting. Big meeting happening today.
They like you, do they?
Well, we'll see. maybe they're going to tell me they don't want any more today. But look, regardless, I'm going back in. So look, the TV show was very well received. I think my favorite part was when I got somebody over a phobia, which was this lady, Ethna was her name, and ultimately she had a severe phobia of snakes. And by the end of the episode, I had her in a crystal casket with a 25-foot python on her and 16 corn snakes. So that was kind of a real visual treat, if you like, you know.
Yeah, do you enjoy those things? Yeah,
I love. I tell you, I love that kind of thing, and I'll tell you why. Because a trick is a trick, right? So I always know a trick has a start and an end, and it's going to work. And I remember I had a meeting with the executives, and I told her this mad idea that I had about getting somebody with a chronic fear of snakes, and I wanted to, the end picture in my head was a 25-foot python and a crystal casket, and I was asked the question, right? Is this 100%? Is this definitely going to work? And I just went, nope. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, it's hypnosis. It's not 100%. It might not work. And she's like, but what happens to the TV show? I said, I'll figure something out. But luckily it worked on the night. So I love that. I love the danger aspect of something might not work. And look, again, in the Reconnected show, things don't always go my way, but I always have a plan B and a plan C to make it all kind of work out on the stage, you know.
Great stuff. Well, you're very welcome back to Wicklow.
Thanks.
As I say, Arklow Bay Hotel on the 6th of May. And if you miss him, well, you have to wait further into May, the National Opera House in Wexford on the 20th, and in the Amber Springs just down the road from us on the 26th of May. Mm. But the big one, really, Arklow Bay Hotel for us. Now, Max Kane has volunteered with a kick in the behind to get him in the door to have a chat with you, Keith.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, as you say, nothing goes wrong, really. You know, sort of.
Well, you never know.
I hope not.
Max came in a skeptic, but he looks quite nervous all of a sudden. So Max, here's the idea. Have you ever heard of automatic writing?
Never.
Okay, so automatic writing, Declan, is a procedure that was used mainly in the 1800s, where somebody would enter into a trance-like state, and the idea there is in trance they can connect with the other side, right? Connect with the dark side. Now, I don't necessarily believe that that's true, by the way. I believe what was actually happening is that people were just connecting to their own subconscious mind, and somehow a heightened state of synchronicity was happening. That's what I believe. And that's what I'm going to try right now with both you and Max, but in a very specific way. So, Max, I have a number of cards here. They're index cards, blank index cards. You can see those from over there, yes?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. We'll do this very specifically. Max, first of all, I want you to just go ahead and sign your name on the top one there. So just scribble your signature on that for me real quick.
Yep.
Okay, so now we know that that can't be swapped or altered in any way. And this is important. These are just blank. And they're blank on both sides, said Declan. So I'll show you the other side of it there. Blank on both sides, yes?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So Declan, this is where you're going to get involved also, Declan. So, Max, I want you to focus on a word. A word that if I was to guess it, you'd be convinced I was psychic. And you've got a word in mind, yes?
Yes.
And Declan, you obviously don't know what word it is that he's thinking of, right?
No idea.
So this is where this gets interesting. Because if I was to guess the word, well, that'd be really good, right? But it wouldn't be great. And I want to go for great here today on East Coast FM. So, Declan, you're going to try and guess the word. Now, if you were to try and guess right now, you'd just be guessing. So we're going to use the process that is known as automatic writing. So I'm going to give you the pen in a moment, and you're going to move the pen, but in a very specific way. And I'm going to give you his card, too. So I want you to just stand up with me for a second, if you don't mind. Okay, take the pen, but hold it just like this. Hold it like this. And hold it right there, if you can. I know it's kind of awkward. Yeah. And with your other hand... Well, actually, I'll hold this for you. I'll hold this for you right here.
Okay.
Okay, now put the pen underneath the paper. Put the pen underneath the paper. Good. And just allow your hand... Now, close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and allow your hand to move. So this is Max's signed piece of paper. Allow your hand to move, Declan. Just allow it to kind of move all by its own volition. Okay, keep moving it.
Yeah.
Okay, keep moving it. Keep moving it even more. Good. That's it. Keep moving. Keep your eyes closed. Good. And just allow your hand to move, not even looking at what you're writing or what you're scribbling, and just stop. Good. Okay, open up your eyes. Eyes wide awake. Good. Now, Declan, you take the card, but don't look at what you've written just yet. I'll get rid of it.
I've written something, have I?
Yeah. And I'll get rid of the pen.
Okay.
So, Max, this is interesting now. There's no way. I mean, I just want everybody at home to realize this. There's no way that Declan could know what it is that you're thinking of.
No way at all. No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No.
So, here's the interesting thing. Declan's written something on your signed card, okay? I'm excited to see if this has worked, because I haven't seen what you've written yet either.
Yeah.
Okay, so, here's the idea. Name out loud. What word did you have in your mind?
Elephant.
Elephant. You could have thought of anything. Anything at all. Turn over the card that you wrote on.
Oh my God! What? Declan!
Elephant is on the other side.
Are we soulmates?
Yes.
What?
I didn't think I wrote anything, actually.
Declan, you were just...
squiggled.
You were just... It's squiggled, because you weren't even looking at the way you wrote. You were just inside Max's head. Did you see anything else while you were in there, Declan?
Well, we'll discuss that later.
I hope not.
And there might be a financial settlement involved.
Actually, Max, Max, I want to play a little game with you real quick. Have we time for a game, Declan?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, look, I've got three envelopes. One says mine, one says yours, one says the question mark, okay? Three envelopes, mine, yours, question mark, Max. I want you to know I'm on your side, because in a moment you will select one of these envelopes. Whichever envelope you select, you get to keep the contents of that envelope. It's going to be yours. But there's cash involved. I want you to win the cash, Max. Inside one of the three envelopes, there's 10 euros. It's only 10 euros, but it's 10 euros nonetheless. I want you to win the tenner. Max, I want you to confirm for everybody listening, because they can't see. There's words. So mine, yours, and the question mark printed on the envelopes. But can you confirm, first of all, without a shadow of doubt, Max, that mine is indeed bigger than yours?
Yes.
Yes. It's only the envelopes I'm talking about. Technically, you can relax over there.
Okay. Right. Yep.
Question mark envelope. I could be lying to you at this moment of time, so I'm just going to isolate the question mark envelope there, because I don't put the cash in it, but that could be a lie. So now you need to think about this from your perspective. In a moment, you'll pick either mine, yours, or the question mark. If you pick mine, that will become yours. And then Max, by default, yours, it'll become mine. Are you confused? You should be. Do you want mine? Do you want yours? Or do you want the question mark?
I think you're a bold-faced liar, so I'm going to question mark.
Declan, I want you to know reverse psychology works 100% of the time. 100% of the time, people always go for the question mark when I tell them it's not in there. So now, Max, you can change your mind. You don't have to, but you can. If you do change your mind later on tonight, you'll regret that choice. If you don't change your mind later on tonight, you'll wonder, what would have happened had I changed my mind? What do you think he should do? Should he change his mind or stick with the question mark?
Oh, I think there's devilment in him, so... Base it on that, Max.
Right, Max, what are you doing?
I think the tenner's in there.
Let's have a look. Inside here, I told you I wanted to win. Inside here, it is
yes!
a tenner. Max is a winner. It is your tenner. Keep it. Oh, by the way, people wonder, I bet he put a tenner inside all of the envelopes. If you'd selected mine, the results would have been far different. See, inside the mine envelope, Max, there is 500 euros.
I hate you.
You could have changed your mind, Max. Oh, by the way, don't worry, inside the euros envelope, well, there's not quite 500, but there's a 200 euro note in it. So, well, let's face it, Max, you're 10 euros better off now than you were 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I can get a lot of stuff.
Okay, a texter wants to know what's tonight's lotto numbers.
4, 17, 36. I'll send them out to you later.
Very good. So, there you go, Max. You know, what could have been?
I'm a bit upset, yeah.
Max came in slightly sceptical. And I love the sceptics, by the way, when they come to the show, because in Kilkenny and in Galway last weekend, I had sceptics both nights, and I love them. I bring them up on the stage because they're my favourite people to play with, because when I get inside their heads, everybody knows it's real then, you know?
So listen, what's on the show on Friday?
So look, as I said, there's reconnecting with your inner child, reconnecting with other people, and then the end of the show, I get the two people who've been together the longest in the audience. So last weekend I had a couple that have been together 41 years and I get them to stare at each other and see inside each other's heads and feel each other's feelings. And then I touch one person and then the other person feels it, even though they're on the other side of the stage. So of course I touch them in a very appropriate manner now. So it's just lightly on their head and on their shoulder in the woke world that we're in. Just so all clear about that, right? But they're separate. So it's a real fascinating, weird moment for the audience. And then the very end, I want to keep a secret, but it is the most emotionally charged ending to a show that I've ever designed. So look, I'm really excited. There's still tickets available for both nights. So look, I can't wait to get back to play here in Arklow and also down there in Gore, you know.
Okay, very good. Arklow Bay Hotel on Friday the 6th for Keith Barry, and also at the end of May, the Amber Springs there on the 26th. Good to see you as always, Keith.
Thanks for having me back, Max. Max,
great to see you.
I won't tell everybody what you were doing exactly two nights ago at 3:04 a.m. I'll keep that a secret, Max.